BMW.
Well, look at this. It's the first day of July. And my favorite firecracker just walked through the door. Katie Robber in from the chamber. How about that? Pretty good, huh? My favorite firecracker.
That was really good.
That was good. Well, good you morning. Are. You're kind of like my little sparkler here on a Monday to get me going. This is how I kick off my week, you know.
Yeah,
I told you that.
Me too.
You know, as far as guests and guest mic and stuff. Well, you got a ton of Chalk Fest stuff to talk about. It's kind of slow with the 4th of July week going on this week. But still a lot going on around the community. But chamber-wise, you're kind of geared to Chalk Fest.
We are. Okay. We're kind of laser-focused on Chalk Fest.
Well, what else is going on before we get to all the Chalk Fest going
on? So on the calendar of events, we have Music in the Park. Don't forget that.
Mm-hmm.
It's at the Chinkapa Park Band Shelter.
Yes.
At 7:30. And Tim Moser? Is that how you pronounce it? Tim Moser. He's playing.
All right.
And then, of course, there's the 4th of July, Independence Day. God bless America.
Nothing going on in town that day.
Baseball.
That is huge. Baseball, you can't get...
Fireworks.
We were talking, you can't get much more Americana...
You can't.
...than baseball and fireworks,
really,
and we've got the best of both.
The only thing that's missing is hot dogs, but I think they might have hot dogs at the park.
They might just have those, too. So, yeah.
And then Sunday, there's a Veterans Breakfast presented by the Ladies in Support of VMVLV MC.
Okay.
Motorcycle Club. It is a free will donation. It's from 9 a.m. to noon at the Wahpeton Community Center. And the proceeds benefit Operation Zero and Chapter NDN.
I love those guys. And they do such great work. And talk about a group that just puts their heart and soul into everything.
Right. Everyone's, you know, hungry on Sunday morning.
Right.
So... Yeah.
Be a great event.
I think there's pancakes and, you know, the traditional breakfast. Mm-hmm. So it's a good cause.
Absolutely. So. Absolutely.
And then, of course, the following weekend.
This is what's been making you crazy for weeks.
Chalk Fest.
Chalk Fest. You've been busy getting ready for
it. It starts on Thursday with the Red Door Art Gallery is putting on a class hosted by Sean McCann. And I'm sure you'll talk to him.
I'm sure.
So he's putting on a chalk art class for the kids on Thursday. So that kind of kicks things off.
Right.
And then the artists start their drawings very early on Saturday morning. So the roads are closed off by about 6 o'clock in the morning. And they start their chalking as very, very early.
Right.
So then, you know, the whole weekend you'll be able to see and develop their pieces, and it's a wonder how
watching
they do this.
That come to life is really neat.
It is.
That is really
fantastic.
A lot of fun. And bring the whole family.
Oh yeah. It's very family friendly.
Kids love it.
Yep. So just a quick itinerary that's going on.
Mm-hmm.
So we're gonna have yoga.
Chalk Fest yoga
on probably the library lawn.
Okay.
Yeah. So if we can find some spots there. Janessa is going to be doing the leading yoga.
All right.
There's going to be gymnastics demonstrations, dance demonstrations by Craze Dance. There'll be chess down at the park at the gazebo, caricature artists, which was hugely popular last year. And Trevor Meyer, he's the gentleman who does it.
He is the best.
He's a local gentleman.
Yeah, yeah. He used to work here.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, he used to be on in the afternoons.
That's
right. And love Trevor, and he does amazing work.
Yes, he does. Yeah. So he will be back in full swing, as well as face painting is back by popular demand. But I think they're called Painted Turtles. So
okay.
They're coming in. And then food vendors, there will be snow cones. The Snow to Go lady's coming back. Love her, Marilyn. And then Eagles will be serving up burgers Saturday and Sunday.
How cool is that?
Yeah.
So and food then, and great art and what a great celebration.
And then we can't forget the Color Run.
Mm-hmm.
Which is
That's
Saturday
new,
evening.
By the way.
Yeah,
That's
it's new. Saturday evening at 6:30. You can still sign up. You can actually sign up on the day of the race.
All right.
And it's $30 to do the run. But then, on top of that, there's going to be a mayor chalk-off. It's confirmed.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
So the mayors are going to do their best at art. And then the community gets to judge it.
Oh, man, that'd be worth seeing just in itself.
And then we're thinking just have a cute little contest between the two mayors.
It's, right.
Yeah, so.
Good idea.
Yeah.
Going to be a great celebration.
We're looking forward to it.
Looking forward to this.
Yep.
And I look forward to you stopping in here every Monday.
Yeah, thank you, Bill.
And I got to talk with Mr. Fireworks, Corey Underwood, too. He's been a little busy, you know,
yes,
for the past few weeks.
It's a busy time of year for him.
So we're going to talk with Corey about his new location out there, which is awesome.
Yeah, Little Unease.
Yeah, absolutely. So we'll get to that. But thank you for stopping in. Appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Each and every week. My little firecracker here every Monday. That's your new title now.
I like it.
Katie Robber in from the Chamber coming up on 9:15 here at the Voice of the Valley. AM 1450, KBMW, good morning.
I saw Star Wars at least 8 times, had the Pac-Man.